dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm an overnight dude here till 5 a.m. And it's time for You Big Dummy! These are all real stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one! A man was arrested twice within 6 hours for driving on a suspended license. Dustin Paul Cowful, 26, was pulled over for a traffic infraction on Tuesday evening at 5:30 p.m. When the deputy asked for Cowful's license, he said it was suspended. He was arrested and booked at the Sumpter County Detention Center. He posted bond, was released at 10:13 p.m. And then at 10:56 p.m., Cowful was spotted driving the same Camaro. He was arrested on a second charge of driving while license suspended and booked for a second time at the Sumpter County Detention Center. He posted bond for a second time, was released at 12:35 p.m. on Tuesday.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super dummies.
Dummy number two, dummy number two. Number two. A group of workers at a state attorney's office office lost their jobs after a wild bachelorette party that featured drugs being taken and being hidden in a rubber ducky. The Orlando Sentinel Party reports that the party was for 27-year-old legal aide Shannon Solo. It was discovered that during her bachelorette party, she and five other people who worked at the state's attorney's office consumed several drugs. In addition, they turned a water bottle into a bong and hid drugs by putting them into a rubber ducky. State Attorney Aramis Alaya fired them following an internal investigation. She said that they either used drugs or saw drug use, adding that they wouldn't be prosecuted due to lack of evidence. Rubber ducky.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Yeah. Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Our reader this week is James. And for being our reader, James wins a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, James.
This is James for You Big Dummy. A man riffing on Pepsi's controversial commercial with Kendall Jenner pulled a can of soda out of his pocket during a Portland, Oregon City Council meeting on Wednesday and handed it to the mayor. But the move was so sudden that Mayor Ted Wheeler panicked. Security guards rushed the man. That was scary, one city commissioner said. The incident comes during tense times in Portland, where a police shooting triggered days of protests. Oregon Public Broadcasting reported that the man appeared to be criticizing the mayor's handling of those protests while also referencing the controversial Pepsi ad. The man, who identified himself as Carlos Enrique, signed up to give testimony during a discussion about towing boats left on city docks. But that was a ruse. He said, "The language of resistance has not been properly translated to you, so this is for you," he said as he stood up and started walking towards the mayor. As someone else in the room shouted, "Whoa," Enrique pulled a can of Pepsi out of his pocket and handed it to Wheeler. "Thank you," the mayor said, warning, "Don't do that again. Not a smart move." Enrique pulled a second can of Pepsi from his pocket and popped it open as two men rushed him. The mayor laughed rather nervously as a man, possibly a staff member, took the can away from him. "Please, folks, don't do that," Wheeler told the people in the room, "for your own safety." In the Pepsi ad, Jenner is shown leaving a photo shoot to join a group of good-looking young protesters who cheer when she hands a can of Pepsi to a police officer at the demonstration. The commercial was widely scorned for trivializing and glamorizing protests for social justice causes. And back to you, Nick.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Four dummies. Authorities say a man mistakenly sent a text message to a Pennsylvania prosecutor indicating that he wanted to trade marijuana for heroin. Prosecutors say Assistant District Attorney Jill Matthews received a text using drug lingo that they called an obvious text for drug deals. They say she later received a photo of a plastic bag containing a green substance on a scale. Authorities said 29-year-old John Raimondo of Plymouth was arrested at a supposed drug swap outside of a shopping center in Edwardsville, about 100 miles northwest of Philadelphia. Court documents don't list a defense attorney. A listed number for Raimondo couldn't be found on Tuesday.
Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy five. A fugitive who wished police good luck catching him on social media has been captured. The sheriff's office put a warrant out for 36-year-old Ricky Rattan on Friday after he failed to appear in court. Rattan then posted on social media that he, quote, wasn't going to prison this time and wished the law enforcement luck finding him. On Tuesday night, police pulled over Rattan in an SUV. He then fled the vehicle. When he didn't listen to deputies' commands to stop running, the sheriff's office says canine Dexter was released and caught Rattan. Rattan was treated for bite wounds and then booked into the Polk County Jail.
La-dee-dee, la-dee-dum is dummy.
All right, we got to vote. This is a good week. Lots of dummies. All right, here we go. Let's do a little recap here and who we're going to vote for dummy-wise. We got the dummy who got arrested twice in 6 hours for driving on a suspended license. We got the dummies who worked at a state's attorney's office and hid drugs in a rubber ducky. We got the dummy who gave a Pepsi to the mayor. We got the dummy who texted a prosecutor about a drug deal and the dummy who wished the cops good luck catching him on social media. All right. I think Vic is busy in the living room. He's in the living room. He's busy in the living room. He's watching my three sons.
You mean the front room?
In the front room. The front room. All right. So let's, Dan, who you got here?
I always love when police dogs are involved. I will vote for dummy number five.
And the dog's name is Dexter. All right. And in the traffic hut, Esmeralda?
Oh, I do like the Dexter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gonna go with that
Dexter.
One? Dexter. Okay. It's Dexter, although I love the Pepsi one. The Pepsi one is a great story, and so there you go. But yeah, Dexter caught the dummy. So that's what we're talking about. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, then after the news, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday shall commence. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. 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 Yeah, that's right. Straight out of context. How you doing, everybody? Good morning. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. for your morning drive. All right, Straight Out of Context. We do this every Friday morning, and you know what this is. This is you, the listener. You listen 24/7 to everybody on this radio station. Whenever anyone at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, shall we begin?
Yes. Ken in Milwaukee heard this one of Tom Skilling.
Yeah. Do you find your finger is close to that button?
All right, Tommy. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee also submitted this one of Rokan, Anna DeVlantis, and Kevin Powell.
I saw it, and you know what? It was very unsatisfying.
Really? You wanted to see it?
Yeah. It was like, I've been asking for this forever.
And then you didn't like it.
And then I saw it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think I
well,
like
has
that.
Any,
yeah.
any
oh, I
better...
thought it was a beautiful thing.
Wow. Okay.
Tim and Carrie bring us this batch from Bill Luff and Wendy Snyder.
You just put your tongue there and turn it on.
She puts her tongue on it and stops it, and she just keeps doing that continuously. Yeah, that first time has probably got to be the most challenging time because no matter how good you think your timing is...
Does she, like, push down on it? I don't really understand her technique.
It all happened so fast on the video because I wanted to see what she was doing. You think that's a record? Come to my house and see what my tongue can do.
What? What in God's name?
What are they talking about?
What
would you guys like to know?
I mean, I'm gonna. Can I venture?
Yes, yeah, please lay it on us.
A woman maybe stopping a fan with her tongue.
You are correct. A woman last week or the week before said a new Guinness World Record for stopping
a fan
with
repeated.
Her tongue. The most.
That's
times
a record.
A
everything is a record, Esmeralda. Hell, we're in the book.
Yeah, but ours is important.
Yeah.
Yep. All three of us.
All
in the
three
book,
of us. That's
except
right.
For Vic.
It's very
except for
important.
Vic. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Brian emailed this one.
Should we bring a fan into the newsroom right now, just to see if Vic can get into the book?
Oh, Brian emailed this one of Justin Coffin.
Tomorrow night, we'll evaluate your junk.
Yeah, all right.
Peter in Decatur sent in this one of Wendy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because it's harder.
Okay.
Mark heard this one of you.
But she also did Jodie Foster. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right.
Johnsburg AJ submitted this one of Dean Richards.
I used to be thick.
He used to be thick? Okay, Dean.
Another one of Dean from Johnsburg AJ.
Rub all over yourself.
What's going on Sunday mornings here?
Well, I think that was with Cochran.
Oh, that was with Cal, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course, because Cochran showed they filth everything up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Aaron emailed this one of Justin.
I think I just got docked pay for touching Rose stuff.
All right.
Jesse sent in this one of you.
You just put it in your mouth and... Oh. Oh. All right.
Sandy heard this one of Wendy.
Just matter-of-factly whip it out.
Oh, come on now. Come on! All right.
Johnsburg AJ submitted this exchange between Steve Cochran and Dean Richards.
Big there. As it gets.
As big as it gets. As absolutely as big as it gets.
All right.
Esmeralda, get ready, because Brian emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
I've whacked it I don't know how many times.
I never disappoint.
Oh, that's so good. So good. All right.
Derek, the truck driver, sent in this one of Lisa Wolf.
Enjoying
and we're
going
to play with each other.
Oh, boy. Wow. Whew. Oh, boy, things get weird after 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday.
Just you wait.
Uh-oh.
But after you, because Tim and Jesse sent in this one.
You get two of them, and they were nice and big. What was I talking about?
The thing you order at Arby's instead of fries.
Oh, the potato pancakes. Mm. Yeah, potato cakes. All right.
Johnsburg AJ emailed this one of Carl Amari.
There's pictures of us doing it, right?
Oh, God.
And another one of Carl from Johnsburg AJ.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I'll beg. I'm not above begging.
Yeah,
I will
I am,
get but... on my hands and knees and beg.
Wow. Everybody thought that was a nice, a wholesome show of old-time radio, but it's filthy.
Tanker Bob sent in this one of Wendy.
I thought of you all last night.
We
Oh, my God. every once in a while, Wendy dominates this. Well, that's going to show up next week. All right. Go ahead.
Tim and our own Mike Jacobson heard this one of Pete McMurray.
I'm a big fan of the Long John.
Okay.
Doug submitted this one of you.
You can't do it without celebrities. I was talking about it was innocent game show talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doug and Kurt emailed this one of Vic Vaughn.
What's going on in your mouth right now?
I heard Esmeralda through closed doors, soundproof windows, and she's all the way down the hall.
Oh, that was a good one.
Vic can't talk right now. He's got his tongue on a fan.
Peter and Decatur sent in this one of John Williams.
I remember when Hummers came out.
I have no idea why that one struck me. It's so funny. Okay.
Kathy and Antioch heard another one of Lou Manfredini.
And spends about an hour down there to...
Okay.
Brian submitted this one of Roe.
We got the sausage down here.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. All right.
Brian J. emailed these of Eric Childress.
That is kind of jerking you one way or the other, touching each other's bodies. There's excitement, and it all really leads up to just kind of like a really beautiful ending, like a really beautiful, satisfying ending.
That was an epic one right there. Okay.
We end with three from Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
First up, this one was sent by Michael, Harold, Kathy, Katie, and Tinker Bob.
There's some things that I just won't do because I'd rather get it from someone who knows how to do it.
Okay, there's more.
A texter Never Ready sent in this second one.
So I wouldn't mind doing this in the privacy of someone's pool.
Those are all from yesterday's show. Mm-hmm. All right, and then there's the last one.
And finally, Jim in Florida, Peter in Decatur, Tim in Green Bay, Tinker Bob, and our own Vic Vaughn bring us this one of Esmeralda.
Okay. I guess my butt gets sore either way.
There you go. There it is, everybody. All right, we're going to break, and we'll come back, and we got Nick D's show, Spies. Nice job, Esmeralda. You really good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Boy, I guess every time we do Esmeralda, when Esmeralda buy that, we're going to have a ton of material because that's where all of that came from. All right, let's break. We got weather. We got traffic. We'll come back. We got Nick D's show, Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests ready, 312-981-7200.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah. There it is, everybody. Yeah, that's right. Hey, welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. By the way, Dave Plyer is in for Steve Grzanich at 5 for the opening bell. Just want to let you know that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Fly Jams Friday is coming up. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. But right now it's time for Nick D Show Spies. This is when you, the listener, listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
Two clips this week. Our spies are Tim and Peter in Decatur. First one involves Pete McMurray. He was talking about how he is not a big fan of musicals. And La La Land got brought up, and then you got brought up.
I was on my way to Vegas a week and a half ago, and they had La La Land. I'm like, this is great. I can have a drink, kick back, watch La La Land. I turned it off after 7 minutes.
Stop
it's
it.
It's like, please, Emma Stone. All of a sudden, they break in the song. I was bored.
La La Land was so good.
My husband fell asleep too, Pete.
Nick
what is wrong
D.
With
remember
you
we had Nick D on? I was filling in for Steve, and Nick D's like, Pete, this is different.
Yeah.
No, it
he
wasn't.
He said, if you're not inspired by that first scene, that
I wasn't.
Uh-huh. Pete mentioned it yesterday on the show when I did my bit, and he's wrong. But he doesn't like musicals. That's the thing. If you don't like musicals, don't see La La Land, because you know what? La La Land, it's a musical. So don't, and it's still the best movie of last year. Okay. Despite what they handed the card, despite what the real winner was at the Academy Awards. Okay, what happened next?
Second clip involved Patty Vasquez. Before your film club earlier this week, she mentioned she was going and how she wanted Esmeralda to attend.
By the way, I'm going to be at tomorrow night's, or I guess technically tonight's, Movie Co. The Nick D Movie Club is Rear Window. Esmeralda, are you ever going to have a chance to come join us?
No.
All right, then. I'm trying to figure out because I can't
take a day off every month.
I know.
Really I'm enthusiastic there.
No. Well, he is Saturday sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I do Saturdays. And Esmeralda came out to one of my Saturday screenings. You came out to the Scarface.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, if I ever get Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you will take that day off.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Because that's, you know, that's it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit. All right.